Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi, I'm Terry Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear beloved friends, today we gather with hearts full of hope and minds burdened with worries. But fear not, for we are here to delve into the comforting truth that God is in control of everything. So let us set aside our anxieties and open our hearts to the divine assurance that awaits us. Dear friends, before we delve deeper into the comforting embrace of faith, let us pause to acknowledge the very real weight of our worries. Life, in its unpredictable nature, often confronts us with challenges, from financial struggles to health concerns, from fractured relationships to the uncertainties of the future. The burdens we carry can feel crushing at times. It's natural, in the face of such uncertainty, to feel anxious. We're only human after all, and vulnerability is an intrinsic part of our existence. Yet, it is precisely in these moments of greatest vulnerability that we have the opportunity to discover a profound solace, a solace found in the unwavering presence of God. In acknowledging our worries, we're not succumbing to defeat or weakness. Rather, we're acknowledging the reality of our human experience. We're acknowledging that life, with all its twists and turns, can sometimes feel overwhelming. And in doing so, we're opening ourselves up to receive the divine comfort that God offers to each and every one of us. For it is in our moments of deepest need that God's presence shines brightest. It is in our vulnerability that His strength is made perfect. So, let us not shy away from our worries or attempt to bury them beneath a facade of false strength. Instead, let us bring them before God, laying them bare at His feet and trusting that He will meet us in our weakness with His unending grace and love. So, my friends, let us carry with us the assurance that we are not alone in our worries, for God, in His infinite compassion, walks alongside us, offering His comfort and peace in the midst of life's storms. So let us proceed with open hearts and minds, ready to receive the healing and hope that only God can provide. Dear friends, let us take a moment to reflect on the countless times God has proven His faithfulness in our lives. Each of us has a unique journey, marked by moments of joy and sorrow, triumph and trial. And through it all, God has been with us every step of the way. Think back to those dark valleys you've walked through, those moments when hope seemed distant and the weight of the world was heavy on your shoulders. Remember how, in those times of deepest despair, God's presence was a light in the darkness. Perhaps it was a kind word from a friend, an unexpected blessing, or a sense of peace that washed over you when you needed most. These are not mere coincidences. They are the fingerprints of a faithful God who never leaves us, nor forsakes us. Consider also the highest mountains you've climbed, the moments of victory and celebration. In these times, too, God's faithfulness shines brightly. He has rejoiced with us in our successes, providing strength and courage to achieve our dreams. Every accomplishment, every joy, is a testament to His unending goodness and grace. As we reflect on these memories, let us draw strength from the evidence of God's past faithfulness. These recollections are not just nostalgic glimpses into the past. They are powerful reminders of God's enduring love and commitment to us. They serve as anchors for our souls, especially as we face the uncertainties of the future. It's easy to become overwhelmed by the challenges that lie ahead. The unknown can be daunting, and fears about what tomorrow might bring can cloud our vision. But when we remember how God has...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Faithfully led us through every trial and triumph. We can face the future with confidence. We can trust that the same God who has been with us in the past will continue to guide us in the days to come. God's faithfulness is not a one-time event. It is a constant, unchanging truth. His love for us is steadfast. His promises are sure. And His presence is always with us. So as we move forward, let us hold tightly to the memories of God's past faithfulness. Let these memories fuel our faith and fortify our spirits, enabling us to navigate the uncertainties of life with trust and hope. In times of doubt, let us remind ourselves of the ways God has already proven His faithfulness. When we are tempted to worry, let us recount the blessings He has bestowed upon us. And when we face new challenges, let us do so with the assurance that God, who has been our faithful guide through the valleys and over the mountains, will continue to lead us with His unchanging love. So, beloved congregation, as we reflect on God's faithfulness, let us be filled with gratitude and hope. Let us carry these reflections in our hearts, drawing strength from them as we journey onward. For our God is faithful, and He will handle everything that comes our way. Dear friends, one of the greatest acts of faith we can undertake is the act of surrendering our worries to God. This is not an easy task. It goes against our natural inclination to control, to manage, and to fix our problems on our own. Yet, there is profound power and peace to be found in surrendering, in placing our trust entirely in God's unfailing guidance. In our daily lives, fear often seeks to consume us. We worry about our health, our finances, our relationships, and our futures. These worries can become chains that bind us, holding us captive to anxiety and robbing us of the peace that God intends for us. But imagine, for a moment, what it would feel like to let go of these fears, to release them into the loving hands of our Heavenly Father. My friends, surrender is not a sign of weakness. It is a testament to our faith in God's strength and His plan for us. When we surrender, we acknowledge that our own understanding and efforts are limited, and we choose to rely on the infinite wisdom and power of God. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." This is a promise that when we place our trust in God and surrender our worries, He will lead us and make our paths clear. When we surrender our worries to God, we open the door for Him to work miracles in our lives. Our surrender is an invitation for God to intervene, to take control, and to bring about His perfect will. It is in this act of letting go that we find true liberation from the shackles of anxiety. Philippians 4, 6, 7 encourages us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This peace that transcends all understanding is a gift that comes from surrendering to God. It is a peace that reassures us that no matter the circumstances, God is in control and He is working all things for our good. When we hold on to our worries, we hinder God's ability to fully operate in our lives. But when we surrender, we make room for His divine intervention and His miraculous power. Beloved congregation, let us take this step of faith together. Let us release our grip on the things that cause us anxiety and entrust them to God's capable hands. As we surrender, let us do so with the confidence that God loves us deeply and has our best interests at heart. He is a good Father who desires to bless us, to guide us, and to bring us into the fullness of His promises. Beloved friends, let us now make a conscious decision to embrace God's promises today. Let us delve into His Word, meditate on His assurances, and allow them to take root in our hearts. As we face the storms of life, let these promises be the anchors that hold us steady, the beacons that guide us safely to shore. So, my friends, in you lives, we often find ourselves facing storms that threaten to overwhelm us. These storms come in many forms: personal struggles, health issues, financial hardships, and emotional turmoil. In such times, it is easy to feel adrift, lost in the turbulence, and unsure of where to turn. But it is precisely in these moments of chaos that God's promises become our anchors, providing the stability we so desperately need. God's promises are steadfast and unchanging, a solid foundation that we can rely on regardless of the trials we may encounter. His Word assures us of several key truths: His presence, His protection, and His provision. Each of these promises serves as a lifeline, a source of unwavering hope and strength that we can cling to with all our might. Firstly, God's presence is a promise that brings profound comfort. In Joshua 1:9, God declares, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." This assurance reminds us that no matter where life takes us, we are never alone. God's presence is a constant, unyielding support that steadies us even in our darkest hours. When we feel isolated or abandoned, we can draw strength from the knowledge that the Almighty is right there with us, guiding and sustaining us through every storm. Secondly, God's protection is a promise that shields us from the fiercest of life's battles. Psalm 91:4 proclaims, "He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge." His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. This imagery of divine protection portrays God as a loving guardian who shelters us from harm. Even when we face dangers or uncertainties, we can trust that God is our refuge, our safe place where we can find peace and security. Thirdly, God's provision is a promise that meets our every need. Philippians 4:19 assures us, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." This promise is a powerful reminder that God is not only aware of our needs, but is also more than capable of providing for them. Whether we are in need of physical sustenance, emotional support, or spiritual nourishment, God's provision is sufficient. He cares deeply for us and ensures that we lack nothing essential for our well-being. To embrace these promises fully, we must cling to them with unwavering faith. It is easy to be swayed by the storm's intensity, to allow doubt and fear to creep into our hearts. But let us remember that God's promises are not contingent on our circumstances. They are eternal and unbreakable. Hebrews 10:23 encourages us. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. This is a call to anchor ourselves firmly in God's promises, trusting that he is faithful to fulfill every word he has spoken. Dear friends, as we prepare to conclude our time together today, let us focus on a profound and liberating act, releasing our burdens to God. Life's journey often leaves us carrying heavy loads, worries about our future, concerns for our loved ones, anxieties about our health and well-being. These burdens can weigh us down, stealing our joy and peace. But we are not meant to carry them alone. Jesus, our loving Savior, invites us to cast all our cares upon him. In Matthew 11:28-30, he extends a heartfelt invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These words are a powerful reminder that we have a burden bearer in Jesus, one who is more than willing to shoulder our heaviest loads and grant us rest. To release our burdens is to trust in God's perfect will. It means we acknowledge our limitations and recognize God's infinite power and love. When we lay our worries at the foot of the cross, we are saying, Lord, I trust you to handle this. I trust your wisdom, your timing, and your ways. This act of surrender is a profound demonstration of faith, a declaration that we believe God is in control and that his plans for us are good. 1 Peter 5:7 encourages us, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. This simple yet profound instruction reassures us of God's personal care for each one of us. He is not distant or indifferent. He is intimately aware of our struggles and deeply concerned about our well-being. When we cast our anxieties on him, we are entrusting our most personal concerns to the one who loves us more than we can imagine. As we release our burdens to God, let us envision ourselves physically laying them down at the foot of the cross. Picture each worry, each fear, and each anxiety being taken from your shoulders and placed into the capable hands of Jesus. Feel the weight lift, the tension release, and the peace of God envelop you. This is not just a mental exercise. It is a spiritual practice that can transform our hearts and minds. Let us leave this place with hearts full of faith and minds, free from worry. Let us walk out knowing that God will handle everything according to his perfect will. This assurance doesn't mean our challenges will disappear, but it does mean that we do not face them alone. God is with us, and he is more than capable of carrying our burdens and guiding us through every situation. As we go forth, let us encourage one another to continually release our burdens to God. Let us be reminders to each other of God's promise to carry our loads and provide rest for our souls. In our shared faith and mutual support, we can help each other live in the freedom and peace that come from trusting God completely. Beloved congregation, as we conclude, let us take a moment to pray together, releasing our burdens to the Lord and embracing his peace. may we walk in the confidence that God is in control, that He loves us deeply, and that He will handle everything according to His perfect will. Dear Heavenly Father, You tell us to give You our worries because You care about us. Today, we're putting down all our troubles at the cross. We're letting go of our concerns about what's ahead, our health, our relationships, and our money, and giving them to You because we know You love us. Please give us peace. That's beyond what we can understand. Protect our hearts and minds with Jesus, and help us trust that You're in control, and You want what's best for us. Make our faith stronger, so we can trust You, even when life gets tough. God, we're asking You to help those of us who are really struggling. Let them feel Your comfort, and see You work miracles in their lives. And help us be there for each other, showing love and kindness, like You do. As we finish praying, help us remember, You're always with us, leading us. Remind us every day to give our worries to You and live in the freedom and peace of Your plan. Thank You for carrying our burdens, God. We're grateful for Your love and hope in Jesus. Amen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.